being there. What a wonderful way to think about life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination, Being There. How often have you thought about being there? Just being there. Wouldn't it be wonderful to, well, really stop and think? We are there. When we think of being somewhere, we are there. When we think of being at home, we're at home. When we think of being in the office, we're in the office. When we think of being in school, we're in school. No matter what we're thinking about being there, we're there. But we're not physically there. We're not there so that we can touch objects. We're not there so that we can move things around. We're not there so that our presence can be known by other people. That's true. That's true. We've only taken a short portion of the journey. We haven't taken the full journey. It's just like a child who can play the piano, and he can play chopsticks, and he plays them irritatingly well. But as years go by, soon he can play the great operatic compositions and do beautifully by them. He always had the talent, the ability within him to play those beautiful pieces. But he was not yet being there in his consciousness to claim that and do it. And this essentially is how we are. We are like the child, and we think our thought, and we're being there, but we have not yet accomplished the ability to be there physically and do things as we would like to do it. Now, the ability is within us, as the ability for the child who starts out piano to play fantastically. The ability within us is to be there physically, to be there in every way, shape, and form, and to enjoy it. However, we think it's just a game. Just like a child. A child does not have any comprehension that one day he will play the piano beautifully. A child has no comprehension that one day his simple efforts at chopsticks will become the great efforts of a Claiborne on stage and acclaimed by the world. How would we know that? Well, we do know within ourselves that that's the case. We do know the nowness, the allness. We have the ability to recognize it, but you see, we have just played the game of playing it a little bit at a time. What we see is what we are. What we see is the only thing we say is our reality. And of course, that's far from our reality. When we begin to train ourselves to be aware that all time is now, and being there is quite normal, quite an ordinary experience, because it is indeed a fact, then we will be there. But you see, when we're there, are we going to know that we are not there? Are we going to know that we are thinking back somewhere that we would like to be there and that we are being there? Are we going to be there, in fact, and not remember that we are somewhere else? Or are we going to remember that we are somewhere else and that we are now being here and we have the consciousness of being here and knowing what we're doing and yet the ability to return to where we were because that's where we are? Yeah, kind of interesting, isn't it? But you see, we live on many dimensions, in fact, an infinite number of dimensions. And some who have trained themselves to be alert to this and be aware of this can move from dimension to dimension and have a great time. And in moving from these dimensions, we have the ability to remember that we are on a dimension where we are currently residing, you might say, and that we're visiting these other dimensions. And in visiting these other dimensions, do we keep our one foot in the now and the other foot in the visit? Or what do we do? Think about it. How many dreams do you remember? And I assure you, your dreams are other dimensions. How many times have you mentally traveled somewhere and visited something or thought about something and it was so present you were there. Aha, here's one. How many movies have you attended and were so involved in that movie, you were engrossed in it, you were there? And it's only when you reached into the popcorn bag and took out some popcorn and started eating it that you were here. But then you weren't even here, because that was what the body here was doing. The body there, watching, participating in the movie, was not eating popcorn. The body doing that had no understanding of it. So if you were to go back and see yourself as a body eating popcorn in the movie theater, and then you were to move yourself into the movie itself, you'd say, this is very interesting. How can I be aware of two things at once and still retain an awareness of a one area? Well, that's like the child playing the piano. One day he plays magnificently. Not because it's something he'd like to do, but it's because it's something that's in him. And you and I. The moment we begin recognizing that life is on an infinite number of dimensions for us, and that we can be on any of these dimensions that we choose, and we can be aware of these dimensions as we choose, but do we want to? And there is the kicker. Do we want to be aware of these other dimensions? Or do we want to be aware of this dimension that we are on right here and right now, because that's what our choice is, and live on this dimension in all of its beauty, in all of its magic, in all of its marvelousness? Yeah, but it's kind of fun to be there too. That's great. Then play your little game of being there, realizing that this is where you are here. And when you truly are there, you are not here. We do out-of-body journeys, we do out-of-body visitations, and that comes close to the being there aspect. And in truth, if we want to, we can materialize that being there in our out-of-body experience to such a degree that we can move an object and tell someone about it later. But the thing is, to what end? To what joy? To what peace? Being there is wonderful, but let's take that T away there and realize it's being here. Being in the now, being here, is our most glorious adventure. And if we would milk that adventure, dream that adventure, delight in that adventure to all that it can give us, we would have a life so full, so beautiful, so fantastic, if we wouldn't wonder and wish after being there. So my delight for me and for you this day is being here, right where I am, in the now, enjoying it to the maxi. I love you. I love you. I love you.